That's the purpose built to war. Father, once again, we come before the throne of grace, asking for you to give to us the very things you've promised us if we will ask you. Father, we ask for wisdom. We ask you to open the eyes of our understanding as we approach the words you have written in eternity past. Father, I ask that as we do approach the scriptures, that your spirit would work in me, that I would communicate those things you would have me communicate. Father, I also ask that your spirit would work in each person listening here, that they would hear and learn those things you would have them hear and learn. Father, I also request that you would restrain the very real forces of darkness that rage in the unseen realms around us, that they would be unable to in any way interfere as we do this. I ask this all in the name of our Lord and our Savior and our coming King, Jesus Christ. Amen. We are in the middle of John 21, actually at the beginning of John 21. And last two nights, what we have done is lay some groundwork for the story of John 21. We've seen the specialness of the Gospels themselves in the layout of Scripture. We've seen the specialness of the book of John itself in the layout of the Gospels. And we've seen the specialness of John 21, the last chapter of John, in the layout of the book of John. It's like God pointing a spotlight more and more finely at John 21. John 21 is the famous restoration passage, the restoration of Peter. And what we have noted about that is that that passage hinges for us very much the whole of Scripture. Because God's story of Scripture is taking the rats and restoring them. That's his story. And Peter gets to be spotlighted for that. What a thing to be known for throughout eternity, because the Word of God gets held there for forever. Look at there, there's Peter, the guy who denied Christ three times. Held there forever. Yet, what Peter gained from what happened to him is worth everything. Everything. And what he had to tell afterwards was what he had gotten from Christ, we can get from Christ. That's his message. If you recall, we'll see it in a little bit. If you recall, what did Christ say to him when he said, you're going to betray me, Peter, but I prayed for you, that your faith not fail. And afterwards, go and tell your brothers. You tell them what I do for you. And John 21 is that in that sense. Because that is the message for all of us. If the message to mankind, if the message to Israel, it will be restored. It's the message to you and me, the church. It's the message for all time. It's God's message to man. I will restore all wrath. Give me your faith. That's all I require. Just trust me. God will restore you. Believe me. That takes a lot of faith. That's why when Christ said, I prayed for you, Peter, that your faith not fail, that was a big step for Peter to believe that Christ would take him right back after that. Huge faith. It takes a lot of faith to come up out of a mud puddle and to believe that God will embrace you. That takes a lot of faith. Who didn't have that faith? Who betrayed Christ? Judas. Didn't have that faith. Didn't believe he could be recaptured. Didn't have that faith, therefore his faith really failed. And he lost it big time. The restoration chapter, Peter. But it's laid out in the beginning, John 21. Laying out the story to begin with, it's made clear that Simon Peter doesn't bear this brunt alone, as we will see. Simon Peter is simply the spokesman for all the disciples, the rats that they are, the yellow-bellied scum that they are, as we will see. He's a spokesman for all of them. 21:1, after Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, it happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them, and they said, we'll go with you. That